Celebrating all birthdays today. Neil Finn, 62 years of age. I think you mentioned Kevin Ramsey.
Yeah, who's old mate of mine, Kevin.
A good friend. And I want to mention Peter Shockman, who was the fitness guru for Carlton for about 30 years under David Parkin.
Yeah, Shockers was always there.
Shockers. Absolute ripper, happens to be my wife's uncle. Shocko's an absolute star. 79 today, Shocko. He's out walking with Parko this morning. Happy birthday to Shocko. And it's
they were a great combination. In fact, I reckon that David Parkin and Peter Shockman really took football to the next level as far as preparation was concerned, physically and mental and tactically. They were just enormous. They had tremendous success with those Carlton teams.
And he's a little pocket rocket, Shocko. Yeah. He can still do more chin-ups and push-ups than just about anyone in the country. So he's going beautifully at 79 years of age. And it's also birthday of this man too, Rosie.
Scholl delivers to the pocket. Carey gets rid of his man and takes the mark. North Melbourne forward inside 50. Carey! What a beautiful mark that was. He is just a king, Carey, when he's on the job.
Ball falls to ground. Carey goes after it himself.
Yeah.
Wonderful skill.
Unbelievable.
Just career through a path and then used the ball brilliantly.
Puts them inside 50. Down towards Carey.
Oh. Kicks the ball back inside. Carey's got it.
Made way for the king.
But intercepted by that man, Carey. And he's done it again.
Goes line by. What play. Lamar Carey.
And the king himself, Wayne Carey, one of the all-time greats, joins us. Happy birthday, Duck.
Oh, thank you very much, guys. I really appreciate it. When I was growing up, Pat Cash was born on this day as well. So he was one of my heroes. So I always thought it was great to have a birthday on the same day as Pat Cash.
Now, I caught up the other day, Duck, and you're a man of routine, you told me, and you've slipped into a different isolation routine, and you're looking great, by the way. He always trains a house down Ed and Rosie, as you know. And first of all, young Carter, you've got a little boy now. How's he going? Tell us your isolation routine, Duck.
Well, the routine this morning was up at quarter to six, get little Carter out of bed, and then the other kids get up and basically get them ready for school. I've just done school drop-off. Oh, wowee, how happy am I about school drop-off? Now, in comparison, you can imagine the last couple of months doing homeschooling. Not that I did a lot of it. I'm not going to take credit for it, but I was on the end of the emotions at the end of it. So it's been an interesting couple of months, but it's just another birthday. I've never been a big birthday person, to be honest, but thank you very much. Like I said, I haven't been treated any differently this morning, so it's nice to just have a nice call from you, you lovely people in at Triple M.
Now, Ed, I heard a very good story, Ed, talking about homeschooling, that everyone's been pretty keen to get their kids back to school, and there's been some exceptions allowed from principals to making sure that families can cope. Now, I'm told that your local school principal happens to be a fanatical collector of AFL cards, and a box signed by none other than the King might have landed on the doorstep of said principal, and that might have allowed some exemptions. Now, is that any close to the truth at all, Duck?
There's an element of truth in that, Duck. I did get hold of some select cards. For whatever reason, these card people, select being one of the people that make cards, are doing some more cards of me. And so I said, can you give me some cards, knowing that the principal liked them? And I've given him a box the last couple of years because I figured that the Carey kids might end up giving him a bit of strife. That might come in handy.
They used to give an apple, now you're giving cards. How you going, mate? What do you think is the big issue coming into the football season this year? Is there a trend in your mind? If you were setting yourself up for 15 days' time to play, Duck, what would you do, mate? How would you be approaching it as a captain and a leader amongst your team?
Yeah, look, I think all your preparation, I know that they're now coming into a time when they can all train together, which is obviously important, and whether that's long enough, we'll find out. But I think that what you've done in the break, what you've done as, you know, obviously you can train in pairs, but it's going to be that training that prepares you for what's going to happen for the rest of the year. And I think if you've trained really hard and you've done the right things, then that'll set you up for a good season. And unlike others, I sort of tend to agree with Damien Hardwick, and I think some others have said it. I think this will, don't worry about an asterisk. I think there'll be an asterisk and it'll go down as the greatest premiership ever won.
I reckon it's a bit like that Centenary Cup that you had down there, Duck, at Arden Street, that you won with the gold one. I reckon they should almost have one this year the same. It's going to be an enormous season, no doubt about that.
Yeah, no, I'm looking forward to it, as I'm sure you guys are. And by the way, for what it's worth, Ed, I really liked your joke. And there's nothing wrong with rehashing good jokes if they keep getting a laugh.
Well, it's called retro. It's a bit like your footy cards, mate. You know, you've got to sometimes go back to the greats.
That's it.
We've been doing a bit of that. There was a great bit of vision, Ned, on some of the Channel 7 have been going through the great games, as have Fox Footy. And Wayne Carey playing a state game as a 19-year-old in South Australia, Duck, I reckon it was, against Victoria, was vision that you need to go back and see. 19 years of age were you at the time?
That's probably the sliding doors moment or the time where I thought that, you know, I could really play at the level. I was playing, I've been playing for a few years and I'd been playing okay. And but after that particular game, I think there was Gary Lyon, there was Paul Ruse, Silvani, all of those guys in the back line for Langford, for Victoria. And I got a few kicks and kicked a few goals. And after that, I just got a great deal of confidence from it. And I finished that year off and won the best and fairest for North Melbourne that year. So it really was a catalyst of my footy career, for sure.
Still quietly unhappy, Ed, that he didn't win the state medal that night.
Very stiff. I should have won the medal. There's no doubt about that.
I should have won the Brownlow medal as well. You didn't win that either, but it didn't matter. Hey, can I ask you? I'm going to ask you a question. This has almost become a bit apocryphal, this story, but I reckon there's an element of the truth to it.
There's a few apocryphal stories here, Ed. On which one are you going to go?
No.
Which one are you going to go?
Relax, Duck. Okay. It's all right. Now, I mentioned earlier today, Duck, I'm not sure if you heard, but we gave you a big pump up in the 6 o'clock hour. We played that to montage, and I read out all the magnificent achievements you've had in your football career. And the one that I got to right at the very bottom of your Wikipedia has the fact that you played in the under-19 grand final. Now, at that stage, when you walked into Arden Street, the bloke who was the coach in the under-19s was a bloke by the name of Dennis Pagan. Is it true that somebody pointed you to the under-19s where they were getting ready and you walked in and said, turn it up, I haven't come down here to play in the thirds. Where are the big blokes? I'm with them. Is that true?
Well, Dennis runs with it. I don't remember saying it. I think I might have said something along those lines. Like when I came over to Melbourne from Adelaide, I was only 16, but I didn't get told I was going to be playing a few under-19s games. So I might have said something, but I'm not sure exactly that. But what a grounding to come up through Dennis Pagan, win a flag. I played reserve grade footy that year as well. And the year after, you know, I was playing senior footy. So it really was a great start, especially under a guy like Dennis Pagan, who was so professional.
Well, happy birthday, Duck.
Of the club.
Go on to be the greatest of all time, Wayne Carey. And how old did we say today? 48 today?
49.
No? 49.
Oh, well, I'm Benjamin Button. We're going to start going back the other way. 48, 48 is perfect.
Well, enjoy the afternoon. I know you've got your hands full in isolation, homeschooling, and little Carter's going beautifully as well. So have a great day, Duck. Thanks for joining us.
I want to put an early bid in for an invitation to the Big 5-0 next year. Wow.
Oh yeah.
Now wouldn't that be?
Yeah.
Fun?
Yeah.
I'm glad I'm not 50 this year, or inducted into anything else this year. You wouldn't want to be inducted or turn 50 this year, would you?
No. You got to save. So you might have given the cat. If you let the cat out of the bag, there.
You might have just done that. I think.
Not that it matters anyway.
I'm certainly not this year. I can let the cat out of the bag. I haven't been told, so I assume that I'm not.
Well, mate, as you said, but you're right, though. You don't want to waste, you know, in the year where there's no celebration or no speech.
We don't want just a few highlights on Fox Footy. We want the whole shebang.
Mate, you're a prime
time
operator.
It'd be good to put Jason Dunstall in as a Hall of Fame legend because he doesn't like people anyway.
That.
So it'd be perfect for him.
you know they should. You know who they should put in this year? They should put Dick Lee in, going back to the first 20 years of football, who was one of the greatest full forwards, champion of the Colony, I think on four occasions. He might have won the Collingwood goal kicking on about 15 occasions and was the first person ever to take a screamer. So if ever you're going to actually go right back, this would be the year to do it. But anyway, we'll see what happens.
I have heard of Dick Lee, Ed, and you're right, he certainly was a legend.
Yep, no doubt about
it. Good on you, Doug. Congratulations, mate. Have a great
birthday,
day.
Mate.
Wayne
Thank
Carey.
Cheers.
Always good to chat to one of the greatest of all time on his 49th birthday. That's it for this morning. Thanks to the team at Ream, installer Ream, steady, hot and strong. And for Lexus of Blackburn, you can get into Lexus of Blackburn now. They're ready for your next move and a great time to buy a Lexus from Lexus of Blackburn. Catch you tomorrow from 6 on Triple M's Hot Breakfast.